WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel continuing airstrikes in Beirut today. Ground incursions into Lebanon also continuing. ABC's Marcus Moore is on the ground in Beirut.
We have watched intense fighting on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel, where just a day ago, as many as 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in an ambush, and the fighting we have seen has not subsided. It has only intensified here in recent days.
The fatality count from Hurricane Helene is approaching 200 people, making it the deadliest hurricane to strike the continent. U.S. since Katrina. The dock worker strike goes on. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association tying up cargo shipping along the East and the Gulf Coasts. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case has unsealed a filing in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith arguing Trump acted in a private, not a public capacity on January 6th. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin still leads Republican challenger Eric Hovde in the Wisconsin U.S. Senate race. The poll shows a 7-point lead for Baldwin for both registered and likely voters. The margin in Baldwin's favor has grown since the last poll in early September. State Public Service Commission hearings could affect proposed residential rate hikes by We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin says the increase could add 18% to 20% in customers' bills over the next 2 years. Hearings will be held on it today in Ashwaubenon and Milwaukee. And Wisconsin residents are sending a lot of ticks to researchers this year. Marshfield Clinic is doing a long-term study on the tick population in Wisconsin and how it's changing. Researchers ask people who remove or find ticks to send them in. So far, 5,400 have been submitted.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine 70 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. Hey, if you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. You're going to love it. Made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us at 7:03 a.m. on Thursday morning. We have a chance to win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend. You just need to text, I want to win. Here is Prince on Max FM.
I love her.
cool when it hits the bottom roof. The horses wonder who you are. Thunder sounds out for the lightning seeds. You feel like a movie star. This is the chance to do it all again. I wouldn't change a stroke, 'cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then. Love, kind of fine, a kind of fine. No, no, no.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know that this. Just one.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you on Thursday morning. It is 7:11 a.m. You know, it was a little warmer out this morning. I noticed that when I walked outside to let the dog out. I was thinking, I wonder how cold it's going to be when I walk out here in shorts. It wasn't too bad out there this morning. Today, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be sunny with a high of 73. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers or sprinkles. A low of 47 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 68. Looking into this weekend, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. We have Fair in the Square in downtown Baraboo this Saturday. It's going to be sunny with a high of 76 on Saturday. Just light winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. So that's a good thing with everything we've got going on. Now, Saturday night, we do have a cool front moving through. We have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, and it'll cool down. So it'll be down to right around 52 on Saturday night. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 69. Currently, it is 49 degrees outside. I hope everyone is having a good Thursday morning. We are getting one day closer to the weekend. Looking forward to that. As a reminder, we do have our Text to Win contest going on this hour. You have a chance to win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Lake Delton. You can win tickets to see Hurricane Alice. We have Bruce. He's coming in right around 7:30 to talk with us this morning, and he's opening for Stephen Piercy. That's going to be a great show on Saturday night. So if you want a chance to win tickets, it's so easy. You just need to text me, I want to win. You can't make it any easier than that. You can go over to the free Civic Media app, tap on Max Mouse, go down to the bottom of the screen, click the text option, and text, I want to win. Also, as a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us as well. We'll make sure to talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. We'll be a little bit off on our timing, I suspect, this morning. We also have Ben Bromley coming in to talk about weekends are best. Again, that'll be right after birthdays and anniversaries. And then right around 8:10, we're going to have Jed from the Sauk County Emergency Management Department in this morning. There's been a little bit of things happening. They are transitioning from Nixle over to a new platform called Code Red. Him and I are going to talk about that this morning and what you need to do to sign up for that, because that is something that's important if you live in the Sauk County area. That's how you get notified of things that are happening. And we know that there have been some issues with Nixle. So him and I will sit down right around 8:10. We're going to talk about that. So make sure you're listening for that, because that is something that is just, it's important if you want to know what's going on in this area or if there's some sort of emergency. And that's what it's going to be strictly used for, is emergency notifications, not for road closures or anything along those lines. So last night, the Brewers, oh my goodness, I thought when I saw the score in the top of the eighth inning that the Brewers were going to be in big trouble last night, because it was a must-win situation for the Brewers last night. They were down 3-2 when I checked in on them. Well, the Brewers came back and they beat the Mets 5-3 last night. So that means the Brewers are playing tonight. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we are in the playoffs and the start times are just a little bit goofy. They're starting at 6:08 p.m., not 6 o'clock, not 6:30, 6:08. I don't know why they do that. That is the time they're playing. But, hey, kind of a good thing for us, I'm just saying. So hopefully the Brewers can pull it out tonight, because it's an even series. So whoever is going to try to play, they've got to win tonight. So if they want to move on, they must win. So let's hope that happens tonight. I want to see them in the next round of the playoffs. So I'm hoping we can see that happen. So getting some text messages in now. I'm going to have to take care of a little bit of a technical thing here in just a moment. So I'm going to deal with that in just a moment. We multitask here at Max FM every single morning. So something that I want to talk about real quick before I deal with our issue, and this is something that just caught me off guard, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I don't know why this is. If you finally made it through the mountain of toilet paper you stockpiled during the pandemic, it is time to stock up again. People are panic buying toilet paper because of the big port strike. And hoarding is even dumber this time. Dock workers on the East Coast and Gulf Coast have walked off their job as their contract expired on Tuesday. They're looking for better pay and more protections against job automation. So nothing's coming through in those ports. Americans are still traumatized by the great TP shortage of 2020, rushed to stores like Costco and Walmart this week and cleared them out. Photos of empty shelves have been trending again on social media. But it turns out there's no real reason to stock up on bathroom tissue, because we don't really import much of it from overseas. Around 90% of the toilet paper we use is American-made right here in the USA. The other 10% largely comes from Canada and Mexico. So it's mostly brought in on trains and trucks, not on boats. Now, experts say there is no need to be hoarding anything at this point. Suppliers have known that the port strike was coming for months, so they stocked up for it. But if it does drag on, one thing that could be affected maybe is the least hoardable product you can think of, bananas. Ports affected by the strike handle about 75% of America's banana supplies. So that is, if you're a banana person, yeah, that's going to be something that may be concerning. Totally get that. And so we are going to keep an eye on that and see what happens with that one. So we will definitely keep tabs on that. And you can't hoard them. That's what it comes down to. And we know that people are going to have a tendency to hoard things. It's not a good idea. Now, if you're looking for toilet paper, one of those things you could do is maybe just drive around town here in Bearwood, because there is still plenty of toilet paper in the trees around here from homecoming last weekend. So, yeah, if you're looking for toilet paper, maybe just go hit some of the trees up, pull some down, you know. It hasn't rained yet, so you could definitely get some toilet paper that way. Totally kidding, unless you really want to help people clean up. So again, this hour's text to win contest. You just need to text in, "I want to win." I can't make it any easier than go over to the Free Civic Media app and text in, "I want to win," or our text line 608-355-9970. We'll hook you up with tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Saturday night. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. with Hurricane Alice. I'm working on getting Bruce online. He's having a little bit of technical things happening, so I'm going to jump off and try to help him with that in just a second. But you can text in for a chance to win those tickets. I want to win. And then we'll have Stephen Piercy is our main act at the Crystal Grand. It's going to be a great show this weekend. The morning show is brought to you by Bearwood State Bank. Banking better together on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Bearwood State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Bearwood State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jackson Churio and Garrett Mitchell led the charge last night as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 to stay alive in the National League wildcard playoffs. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Churio's second homer tied the game 3-3 in the eighth. Then, after a two-out Willie Adames single, Mitchell clubbed a two-run homer to win it. Two teams will play a winner-take-all game three tonight, 6:08 first pitch time at AmFam Field. Elsewhere, San Diego knocked off Atlanta 5-4 to sweep the Braves. Both road teams wrapped up their wild-card rounds in the American League. The Royals beat the Orioles 2-1 to sweep that series. Tigers down Houston 5-2 to sweep the Astros. Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Rutgers last night, giving Kelly Sheffield his 300th head coaching victory at Wisconsin. And the Packers are back in the practice field today, getting ready for the Rams on Sunday in Los Angeles. The football Badgers also get a final workout in today. They'll host Purdue on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday morning. As a reminder, if you want a chance to win this hour, you just need to text in, I want to win,
for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Saturday. We're working on getting Bruce connected. Here's Blondie on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Blondie, call me on Max FM. But I want you to text me, 608-355-9970, or go over to the Free Civic Media app, click on Max the Mouse, tap the text button, text I want to win for your chance to get a pair of Crystal Grand Music Theater tickets to see opening act Hurricane Alice and Stephen Percy. The doors open at 7, show starts at 8 p.m., going to be a great show on Saturday night. I am picking multiple winners. I will notify you after 9 a.m. if you are a winner. I will ask for additional information just so you know. And if you are a winner, we will make sure we have those tickets ready to go outside the door to the Max FM studios. So if you did win yesterday, you are more than welcome to come and pick those tickets up. We have them out by the door for you with your name on them. Again, if you do win those tickets today, we will make sure we have those tickets ready to go at the Max FM studios. So we want you to get those tickets. We're going to give away multiple pairs of tickets this morning, multiple winners. That's how we roll on Max FM. I am checking to see if Bruce is connected. I am showing him connecting. So Bruce, can you hear me? If so, go ahead and say hi. I'm not hearing you, Bruce, if you are there. So we are working to get Bruce connected. Technology is always a fun thing, and we are working with him right now, and I'm actually texting with him as we speak. So it's one of those fun things. Technology is great. So
Hopefully I can find a good IT guy to help me this morning. Oh, wait, that's also me. So we are working on getting him connected. So I'm going to kind of monitor that situation as well. So it's one of those things, live shows. Yeah, Bruce is not hearing anything. I'm going to ask him to go ahead and try closing out and just see if we can get him connected. So, and go back in. So, yeah, we are working with him right now to see if we can get him connected. So he is not connected to us. Those things do happen with technology. So I'm actually texting him old school on my phone. Normally I do voice to text, but I don't want all of you to hear what I'm saying back and forth. And so I'm actually trying to type on my phone, and I'm sure my lovely wife Wendy's going to get a laugh out of that because I kept my glasses on. I have the transitions. And yes, I'm going to see the eye doctor today as well because the screen definitely isn't as clear as what it used to be. That's been a little bit of a challenge as we get a little bit older. So we'll wait to see if we can get Bruce connected. If not, what we'll do is we'll go to a song and then I'll call him and see if we can get him online with us. So again, if you do want a chance to win those tickets to see Bruce and Hurricane Alice at the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend, text in, "I want to win," and we will say, we'll get those tickets to you. We're going to give away multiple pairs of tickets for your chance to win today. So what I am going to do is I'm going to drop back offline. I am going to see if I can get Bruce connected here. So we will have a look at our weather, and then we'll get some music in, and I'll work on getting Bruce connected here. That's how we roll here at Max FM. Always a little bit of fun. So I'll be right back with you in just a couple minutes on Max FM.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine 70 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. You're going to love it. Made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. Bruce, can you hear me?
I can. Are you there? Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Good morning, Bruce. We had to get our IT guy on the move this morning to get you connected. That guy is a bum. Oh, wait, that's also me.
Yeah, that's cool, man. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Feeling great. A little bit of a short night and rolling out early here in the hotel and trying to figure this computer thing out. But I'm feeling good, man. Ready to do some rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you got to be getting excited. You're going to be in the Dells this Saturday night.
Yeah.
You excited?
One of my all-time heroes, Stephen Piercy of Rat. We're going to be playing with him and an old buddy of mine. We used to hang out down in the Sunset Strip in the 80s and 90s, and it's going to be kind of a fun little reunion, and going to put on the big rock show, man, the way we like to do it, loud and proud.
That's going to be awesome.
So what is the scene like in Nashville?
Oh, man. Well, my guys are living down there right now, and it's like, it's reminiscent of the Sunset Strip, actually, you know, which it's, there's still a scene out in Hollywood, of course, always, but Nashville has just become like this huge sort of music land, Disneyland thing, you know, and it's kind of like a giant tourist thing. And the cool part about it is musicians are able to go there and like make a living playing because there's so many venues to play in. And it's kind of propelling things forward. And I must say that, after a long hiatus, rock and roll has kind of become like this mainstay. I mean, country kind of became rock, you know, it's like, it's just, it's good to see it come back because it's real good, you know, honest, great music, not computer driven bullshit, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be careful. Reminder, we can't say those words on the air today, Bruce.
Oh, so. My apologies. Yeah.
Bull crap. Yeah. Reminder, live radio. I couldn't get my finger on the button there quick enough. So, yeah, no, I get it. All this computer-generated stuff that's going on. And then, most definitely, we have the country pop scene come out. And so, yeah, again, I've got Bruce with Hurricane Alice with me live on the 99.7 Max FM morning show. Now, you had mentioned, how does this compare to your arrival on the Sunset Strip in the 1990s?
I mean, it's really the same kind of scene. I mean, they're just like everybody who's anybody, including all the people who lived out there, are all in Nashville. I went to a record release party with Skid Row last week, and those guys all live there. I mean, all the guys in all the 80s, 90s bands are all living there. It's like this, you know, it's kind of like you get everybody in one spot, and it just becomes sort of, I don't know, it's like a synchronicity kind of, and you just run into this guy and then you end up working with that guy, and so it's very similar to what was going on out there. And of obviously great recording studios and just incredible musicians, you know, like it makes me want to quit every time I go there. I'm just like, oh my god, these people are so good, it's crazy. It's fun though,
and that's what it's all about, right? It is the fun. Now, what are your plans for the future?
Oh, well, you know, we're working on a new record and planning on going in the studio this winter when there's nothing much going on. I have a house in northern Minnesota with a recording studio. And, you know, it's like, I don't know why people go to Jamaica to record their records. Because it's like, if you go to Jamaica, are you going to want to sit in a dark room and work? Or are you going to want to go on the beach and have a margarita, you know? Or whatever else they drink down there, rum punch, you know? But so in the winter up there, you know, it's 30 below. And I mean, you can go out snowshoeing in the woods and stuff like that. For the most part, you hunker down and, put a fire in the fireplace and work. And so that's what we're going to do. And, we've got some, a lot of plans, videos and things like that that we're trying to throw together with this new group of guys. And looking forward to putting that out probably spring and doing a bunch of summer shows. We were slated to do, what is that show in Madison? The Bratfest? My friend books that, and that is just a great time. And we were supposed to do that the last couple of years when the COVID hit, and that didn't work. And of course, Rocklahoma, we just kind of go around and do the festival things, and perhaps like a cruise here coming up in 2025. So just doing the fun stuff and going out there. And like you said, it's all about having fun. And we've always been kind of a party band. And so, you know, Saturday night we're going to have a party and everybody's welcome to come down and let's see what we can do, man.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a great party. So you said, you're staying in Minnesota this winter. And we definitely know what that's like living in the state of Wisconsin. It definitely gets a little cold here. You get all the snow here, you know, and it's a great time, like you said, just to hunker down. And, you know, you can get a lot accomplished at that time of year as well. I totally get that.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I mean, I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and it's like every day you wake up, you go outside. Oh, another 80 degree sunny day, you know, day after day. Just like people don't like appreciate that, you know what I mean? So like in Wisconsin, if it's a nice summer, the first summer days that we get in the spring, it's like people go bonkers. They break out the coolers and the barbecues and go outside, you know, and it's like you just go like, yes, you know. And so I really love the seasons now that I'm back a little bit.
You know? Oh, yeah. You get all four seasons. I mean, I've been down south for work in my prior job. And, yeah, you get down there. There's no real seasons down there. And that's a great part about living in the Midwest. I mean, we have the grill out at our house on New Year's Day. We grill out no matter what's going on weather-wise. You know?
And, you know, you can only take off so many clothes when it's like 100 degrees and it's really humid and, you know what I mean? But when it's cold, you can always put on another layer. So it's like we always say, there's no such thing as cold weather. There's just stupidly dressed humans. You know, just put something
exactly.
on if you're cold, you know. And if you people out there are walking around in shorts and sandals and it's January, I mean, you just aren't. I mean, it's just not cool. Don't do that. Not cool.
Yeah, not in January. It's a little cold for that. Now, you're going to be in Wisconsin this weekend. I don't know if you've ever had, like, spotted cow beer, but if you get a chance, you definitely got to try that while you're here.
Oh, I'll definitely get into the beer when we're there, man. We're going to have a little party. It'll be fun, man. So Saturday night, and I'm thinking maybe of sticking around Sunday and seeing the sights. I have never done, like, the Dells stuff, man, so I heard it's really a blast.
It definitely is. You definitely got to check out the Dells. I mean, and it's a little quieter at this time of year because, you know, that season ends kind of after Labor Day weekend. But there's a lot more that goes on up there. So, yeah, if you get a chance, definitely check it out. The Dells is definitely a great place to hang out. I actually grew up there, born and raised there. So I'm just like 15 minutes south of there now. And, you know, we're up there almost once a month, if not more. It's a great area to be.
I mean, it's sort of like in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden you have all this entertainment and fun stuff to do. And we did a show there a couple of years back with Brett Michaels, Lita Ford, Warrant, Winger, Great White. It was like an outdoor thing. I don't know if anybody caught it, but, yeah, it was definitely a great time, man. Just a fun time. And all those guys, you know, it's kind of like the same. It's weird, man. It's like that was the era of music that which I'm a part of. That was, you know, it was celebratory. Let's have fun. Let's party, you know. Nothing but a good time. And I don't know why that had to go away, because that's where I'm at, man. I don't want to be, you know, like singing about suicide or anything like that. You know what I mean?
No, you want to have a good time, and that's exactly that's it. So you're planning on having a good time. So, again, we have a chance for our listeners to win tickets. They just need to text me and say, I want to win. They can come up and listen to you. You're the Hurricane Alice is the opening act. You guys are going to be on stage right around 8 o'clock on Saturday night at the Crystal Grand Music Theater, correct?
The big Crystal Grand Music Theater. It's a great venue, man. You got to get there. There's concerts all the time.
Yeah, it is. Tom and I were just talking about that yesterday afternoon. As a matter of fact, I had him in studio for a few minutes, and we were just talking about that. And it's a great venue, and I went to a lot of shows up there. And, you know, it's always a great time, you know, and you got the adult beverages up there, and everyone just has a lot of fun, and that's what it's really all about.
Yeah. Well, let's do it, man. So if you got nothing to do Saturday night, people, come on out. Let's have some fun. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Bruce, anything you want to add before you sign off with us today?
Oh, not really, man. Just looking forward to coming to Wisconsin and getting some fun partying going on. And Saturday night should be a great time. Looking forward to it.
Yes, we are looking forward to it as well. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, thanks. And great. It was great being here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, safe travels, and we'll see you on Saturday night.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk to you then.
Talk to you later. We'll catch you later. All right. So we're going to get back into the music on Max FM. If you want a chance to win those tickets, text in I want to win for your chance to win tickets. We're giving away multiple pair of tickets right now on Max FM. Here is Dan Hartman. I Can Dream About You on Max FM.
I can't hold you tonight. under my feet.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. I can dream about you on Max FM. We'll be dreaming about Ben Bromley in just a moment. We're going to do birthdays and anniversaries, and then we'll get with Ben Bromley to talk about weekends are best. And we have a few birthdays today. As a reminder, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now to our text line, 608-355-9970, or via the Civic Media app. Also, you have a few more minutes for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see, of course, Bruce from Hurricane Alice and Stephen Percy at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. They'll be there this Saturday night. Doors open at 7, show at 8 p.m. You need to text "I want to win" before 8 a.m. for your chance to win. We're going to give away multiple pairs of tickets this morning. A real quick look at our celebrity birthdays. Noah Schnapp is 20. He is Will Byers on Stranger Things. Alicia Vikander is 36, Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider reboot, ASAP Rocky is 36, Jonas Unoato is 38, he is Chewbacca in the latest Star Wars movies, Ashley Simpson turned 40 today, Tessa Thompson's 41, Valkyrie in the MCU, Bianca in the Creed movies, and so forth. Sean William Scott, he is 48 years old, Dukes of Hazzard, and you probably remember him from a little bit more known movie as Stifler in the American Pie movies. And so, yeah, there's been quite a few of those. Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys is 53. Gwen Stefani, I'm not sure who that is, of course, just kidding, is 55 years old. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue is 62. Al Sharpton is 70 today. Dave Winfield is 73. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. And, of course, Lindsey Buckingham is 75 years old, formerly at Fleetwood Mac. And we cannot forget about Chubby Checker is 83. Biggest hit was The Twist. His real name is Ernest Evans. So happy birthday to all of our celebrities. And happy birthday to any of you out there celebrating a birthday, or happy anniversary to all of you today. As a reminder, you can text those in to us and we'll talk about those. And we'll have our big weekend list coming up tomorrow. So if you have a birthday or anniversary this weekend or Friday, please be sure to send those in to us as well. As a reminder, for your chance to win tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this weekend, you just need to text "I want to win." Coming up, we're going to have Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Good morning, Ben Bromley. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great, Dave. It's October.
Oh, my goodness. Where did September go?
And you know what that means. It means fair and the square time.
I know, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend for that. Highs in the mid-70s, sunny. You can't ask for a better perfect weekend for Fair in the Square, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. We're going to have quite a few people down there, vendors, artisans, food. That's my favorite, of course.
I hope the forecast for Saturday turns out to be more accurate than our forecast for Oktoberfest, where it was supposed to be 85 and hot and turned out to be a downpour.
Yeah, we got a little wet there, didn't we, Ben?
Sure did. But that's all in the past.
Yeah, rearview mirror. So what else is going on this weekend as Weekends Are Best in Baraboo?
Yeah. Glad to be with you, Dave. So as always, we have lots of live music. Starting tomorrow night at Balanced Rock Winery, Brothers Maybe will be performing from 6 to 8:30, and that's a nice little lead-in to a big, big Saturday. So we have the Farmer's Market, as always. There's the downtown. We have the West Baraboo Saturday Market. That's still going into October over at Slumberland. But the big one, like we already mentioned, is the Fall Fair on the Square, downtown from 9 to 4. And, of course, folks know all about this event. This draws people from far and wide, all kinds of great gift ideas. Not that we want to talk about Christmas just yet, but yeah, it's a great way to get a jump on your shopping.
It really is. You know, I got to start doing some anniversary shopping because that's a week out. I hope my wife's not listening.
She told me. Wendy said she never listens. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's all good, right? So my phone will be buzzing in just a second. So, yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for that. And so, yeah, you can get that Christmas shopping done a little bit earlier. You know, we don't want to start talking about the snow and all that stuff too soon. But, you know, now is the time to get those things because there are some great homemade items down there. They put a lot of work into this stuff, and there's such a huge variety. That's the other part of it.
No question. Something for everybody. And that's just one of the big fall events. Also on Saturday, we have the Fall Festival at Durward's Glen. Now, for folks who haven't been, Durward's Glen is a gorgeous spot in the bluffs between Baraboo and Portage. A lot of great history there. But on Saturday, they're going to have arts and crafts vendors as well. They're going to have live music. You're going to have tours. And that's going to go from 9 to 3 p.m. at Durward's Glen. That's in the rural area, McLeish Road.
Yeah, and that's a great area, and that's going to be a great event. Ben, you still with us? I think
I thought maybe I lost you for a second. All right.
No, yeah, there must have been a little, you know, the internet has been interesting this morning, you know. Okay. Live radio at its finest. We were on the fly already messing with settings this morning. So, I think we must just had one of those wonderful internet hiccups. I'm going to blame our director of IT today. That's who I'm blaming.
Yes. Well, that guy, I tell you what.
Yeah, that guy's trouble. Oh, wait, yeah, okay. So what else is going on this weekend, Ben?
Well, here's another one I want to make sure people know about. There's going to be a native art marketplace taking place Saturday and Sunday. This is going to take place at what most of us locals would call the Old Badger Plant. That's the part of the plant that the Ho-Chunk Nation reclaimed. One of our members, the Little Eagle Arts Foundation, is going to be putting this on. So it's going to be 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. And the idea is celebrating the fall harvest, but also the creative endeavors of some native artists. So up to 10 of the visual artists are going to exhibit and sell their art. And also some of the culinary artists are going to have native foods available. So all kinds of good stuff Saturday and Sunday. It's just off Highway 12, like I said, at what used to be the Badger Plant and now is some territory that the Ho-Chunk Nation is making good use of.
And what time again is that, Ben, on Saturday and Sunday?
Yep, 10 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday.
Perfect. And so there will be plenty of parking for that over there as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a pretty busy Saturday. But wait, we've got more. We've got some more live music. Mark Lemire is going to perform at Balanced Rock from noon until 3 p.m. on Saturday. And it's kind of a double header they've got going out there at Balanced Rock. Gem City Sideshow is going to perform from 4 until 6:30. So if you head out to Balanced Rock anytime Saturday, chances are there's going to be some live music. And to wrap up Saturday, it's getting to be that time of year. We like to make mention of the Haunted Downtown Walk presented by Baraboo Tours. That takes place on Saturdays at 7 p.m. The tour starts just outside their headquarters at 524 Oak Street.
And they do a great job with that. We've done that tour. There's so much interesting things that happen in Baraboo that we don't even know about. We're putting the boo in Baraboo this weekend.
There you go. That is so true. So, yeah, all kinds of great options for you. Each weekend you think, it's probably going to be a little bit of a letdown. No, there's still big stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go on in this area, and that goes on year-round. That's kind of the nice part about it. And we always have something going on somewhere in Baraboo. I mean, we were talking with Bruce a little bit earlier. In the winter months, it does give you kind of hunker down. You're like, oh, what am I going to do? No, there's always something to do. And if people want to know more information about what's going on, Ben, what's the easiest way for them to find that?
Yeah, just come to baraboo.com, find our events calendar, and you'll see all the events, the ones that Dave and I just talked about, but also the ones we couldn't get to just because there's so many every week.
Yeah, and there is so many. And again, Fair in the Square this weekend, that is going to be a great weekend for that. And then we have the West Baraboo Market over in the Slumberland parking lot. I mean, you can't, again, this weather is looking great for Saturday. I mean, we know we've had a lot of weekends where it's been cold, rainy, windy. Not this weekend. Everything's going to hold off until Saturday night. That's what it looks like according to what I'm forecasting anyways.
I'm knocking on wood, Dave, as you're talking.
Yeah, you and me both. Anything else you want to add, Ben?
Those are the highlights. Thanks so much, Dave. Although I would mention, for Chamber members out there, we do have our member appreciation event coming up on Monday. That's going to be at the Fox Hill RV Resort and their new bar and restaurant, the Fox Den. That's going to take place at 5:30 on Monday, and Chamber members are reminded to sign up for that. We're going to have some great giveaways. The top prize, a couple of tickets to a Packer game.
Oh, really? Well, that would be kind of cool. You know,
absolutely.
A Packer game? Oh, wow, that would be fantastic. You know, chance to see the Packers play in Lambeau Field. I got to get there one of these days. Haven't done that yet, so.
This is your chance, Dave.
Yeah, you know, that's a good subtle reminder, Ben. You probably should message me when we get offline about how I signed up for that because, that was a good reminder, buddy. Thanks for that.
Happy to help. Any members out there who need help getting signed up, let me know. I'll take care of it.
All right, sounds good. Ben, thank you so much for joining us for Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Ben, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good rest of the day. All right, again, your last chance to win this hour. Text in, I want to win. We want to get you those chances to win. We got to do that before 8 o'clock this morning. I'll pick some winners after 9 o'clock. I'll get back to you with the text. You just need to text that in now. I'll reply to you after 9 with additional details we need. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.